And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Referring to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7, what was Paul's thorn in the flesh? Now, there's been much speculation on this matter. Many have speculated that Paul's thorn in the flesh was poor eyesight or possibly even damaged eyes. There are a few passages, Acts chapter 9, Galatians chapter 4, Galatians chapter 6, that indicate that Paul may have had trouble seeing, that he may have had poor eyesight. But there's nothing in the Bible that indicates that this was his thorn in the flesh. Now, each of us may develop his own opinion as to what that thorn in the flesh might have been. But the truth of the matter is that although dozens of explanations have been offered, the Bible does not tell us what it is. God didn't consider it necessary that I know or understand what Paul's thorn in the flesh was. However, it does tell me some things about it. Paul prayed to God that it might be removed, and it wasn't. That tells me that even one who could work miracles in that day didn't work those miracles for his own benefit. This was a physical ailment and could have been healed miraculously. But Paul wasn't using miracles for his own benefit. Rather, the miracles were there to call people's attention to the power of God, demonstrate the compassion of God upon mankind. We also know that in answering Paul, when he requested that these be removed, God told him, "My grace is sufficient." God has provided for us all things that we need, even those things necessary to overcome the physical pains and the physical illnesses that we deal with in this life. So I don't know what his thorn in the flesh was, but I do know that there are lessons that I should learn from it.